Live and go ahead. Good morning, and come to this public. I will be going to that has a lot of fact boys on here. If they could please go on mute. This is a public hearing at which time Municipal Council will receive both written and verbal presentations from citizens in attendance concerning proposed amendments to the secondary planning strategies in Hebbville, Princess Inlet, Blockhouse, and Riverport. At this time, I will call each of the council members for the official record. Deputy Mayor Yusupet?
Here.
Councillor Bell?
Here.
Councillor Noss? Councillor Noss, I believe you're on mute.
Here.
Okay, Councillor Vino?
He's gone up to Cassie's to get that pie.
Councillor Vino?
Yes.
Councillor Moore?
Here.
Councillor Knickel?
Here.
Councillor Wynot?
Here.
Councillor Ernst?
Here.
Councillor Carver?
Here.
Councillor Garland?
Here.
And Mayor Bolivar Goetz and myself is also here. Everyone is in attendance. The purpose of the public hearing is for council to receive public comments, both written and verbal, concerning the proposed amendments. The amendments involve changes to the four secondary planning strategies in the municipality. Planning staff will present further details in terms of specific changes that are being proposed. The hearing agenda is as follows: a staff presentation on the proposed amendments, written and verbal presentations from the public, review of next steps in the process, and then declare the public hearing closed. When any verbal presentations are being made to council, I would like to ask all the persons who wish to speak at the public hearing to note the following. State your name and address, direct all statements to the chair, and limit presentations to 10 minutes. Also, speakers may address council twice, but before they speak for the second time, speakers will be requested to wait until all other citizens have had the opportunity to speak. I would now like to ask staff to make a brief presentation on the amendment. Byung-Jun Hwang.
Okay, thank you very much, Your Worship. So the AC policy amendment bylaw would amend four secondary planning strategies in Hebbville, Princess Inlet, Blockhouse, and Riverport. What the bylaw does is that it removes the references to the Area Advisory Committee or the AACs. The intention of this bylaw is to remove redundancy because with or without the references, the AAC remains the same. The roles of the AAC also remain the same. The existing land use bylaw also remains the same. So this is a housekeeping amendment. So this is the same change that was made during the Oakland Plan Review in 2019, where the new Oakland Secondary Planning Strategy no longer mentions the term Area Advisory Committee. Notice that the public hearing went out on July 8th to the general public and to the towns of Bridgewater, Lunenburg, Mahone Bay, and the Hebbville Village Commission. No public responses specific to this bylaw were received as of yesterday afternoon. However, that has changed as staff received a few correspondence since then. Staff also held an information session on July 23rd with existing AAC members and the local councillors. While the session was not directly related to this bylaw, it is still important for council to consider, and staff will provide more details when the public inputs are asked. Thank you.
Okay. At this time, I would ask Byung-Jun Kang, the municipal planner, if there are any written submissions received by the municipality from the public on these amendments.
Yes, thank you again, Your Worship. So while staff did not receive public implicit writing until yesterday evening, we would like to highlight feedback received in the information session last Thursday. A few members of the Oakland and Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee, Councillor Ernst, Councillor Wynot, and four staff members were in attendance at that meeting. And in the session, AIC members made two suggestions. And so in summary, the first suggestion was about the timing of dissolving AAC. So members stated that the process of implementing the new planning model is moving too quickly and questioned why it cannot be happening, why it cannot happen when the municipal-wide plan is fully adopted at the end of 2022. And the second suggestion was about the makeup of the PAC. Members were concerned that if the AAC may no longer be around to serve as a platform for the public to advise the council, then the PAC needs a reform by allowing more non-council appointments. Again, I'd like to highlight that both dissolving AAC and changing the proportion of the members in the PAC are separate council discussion and separate council policies. However, it is still important for council to consider, hence the reason why brought this forward. And I do have two more. The message is similar, but I will read it out to you. The first one here, we received this last night at 11:03 p.m. from the Blockhouse Area Ratepayers Kinship and their board of director, Blaine Nickel, Wanda Martell, Mary Jane Heisen, Paul Young, and Chris Racine, who are all the board of director of the Ratepayers Kinship. So the email goes as follows. We, the board of directors of the Blockhouse Area Ratepayers Kinship, met this evening, July 27th, 2020. The board was informed of Municipal Council's decision to delete our Area Advisory Committee, or the AAC, and amend our secondary planning strategy to remove references to our AAC. We did planning in Blockhouse because for the past 27 years, the residents of Blockhouse wanted to control development in Blockhouse. Many Blockhouse residents over the years volunteered to construct, amend, and defend a development in Blockhouse. Many Blockhouse residents over the year, So the Dump the Dump campaign in 2013 was a crystal clear example of residents defending our planning strategy. We, the board of directors of the Blockhouse Area Ratepayers Kinship, regard council's decision to delay the area advisory committees and amend our secondary planning strategy to remove references to our AAC, both reprehensible and without merit at this time. We, the board of directors, respectfully ask council to consider the following. One, refrain the area advisory committee until municipal-wide planning is adopted. Two, One, retain the area advisory committee until municipal-wide planning is adopted. Two, refrain from amending our secondary planning strategy to remove all references to our AAC until municipal-wide planning is adopted. Three, once municipal-wide planning is adopted, reconfigure the planning advisory committee to include A, no less than one non-council members from each of the present planning areas, and B, a democratic PAC comprised of a strong majority being non-council members. Thank you for your consideration and all the best to the incumbent offering for re-election this fall. Yours, Blockhouse Area Ratepayers Kinship Board of Directors. End messages. So that's the first one. There is a second one from John Croft, who is the chair of the Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee. And the message is read as follows. Further to the online meeting of July 23rd and a meeting to be held July 28th for council to change the function of Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee. I, as a chair of the BAAC Blockhouse Area Advisory Committee, strongly object to the removal of sections 8.1.1 and 8.1.6 of our planning strategy at this time. There is no need to remove our AAC until December of 2022, and I think you will find our input useful. I do understand that the province has mandated changes to planning that need to be implemented by December 2022. At this time, PAC will be tasked with strategies for MODL, but as I understand it, the committee consists of 5 councillors and 3 members of the public. This seems to be a very improper balance. Other provincial committees use a model of 10 members of the public with 2 councillors. This model is more equitable for looking at the needs of the community. A committee with a majority of councillors is inappropriate. Regard, Mr. John Croft, chair of the BAAC, and messages.
Okay, thank you. I would ask if there are any members of the public to now come forward to address council on these amendments. Again, I would ask if there are any members of the public who wish to come forward to address council on these amendments. As a third and final time, I would ask if any members of the public wish to speak on these amendments to now come forward to address council before I move on to the next item on the agenda.
Your Worship, I believe our Director of Planning has his hands up.
Okay. Director of Planning, Jeff Merrill.
Good morning, Your Worship. I don't have anybody on the line for public input, but I do have another email that if you'd wish, I'd like to read that.
Okay. Are we still counting down there for the third time, or are we?
Has all started.
Okay. So do we want to hear Jeff first and then do the countdown for the third time? Or continue with the countdown.
That sounds, we can hear the Director of Planning first, and then we can count the final 20 seconds.
All right. So our Director of Planning, Jeff Merrill.
Okay. So this is an email received from Ian Tufts, and he's a member of the Headville Area Advisory Committee. It was sent also to Councillor Lee Noss. It appears the decision is being made to set aside the local planning commissions. The planning commissions are made up of local citizens who understand the way of life. They can weed out the bad and also promote the good. This resource is all done at no cost to government. We feel that this process does work, and without it, there will be a void in the system. We have a voice and we want to protect it. Regards, Ian Tufts, member of the Headville Planning Commission.
Okay, thank you. So as a third and final time, I would ask if any members of the public wish to speak on these amendments to now come forward to address council before we move on to the next item on the agenda. Okay, review of the approval process. Council can make their decision following the close of this public hearing during the next council meeting, where this particular item has already been included on the agenda this morning. If council deems it advisable to adopt the proposed amendments, council will conduct second reading. If council approves the documents, they are sent to the Nova Scotia Department of Municipal Affairs and Housing for review. If the provincial department approves the documents, a notice will be published in a local newspaper notifying the public that the amendments are now in effect. I now declare the public hearing closed.